today is the kickoff of the Copa America, the South American soccer tournament that, as of last week, wasn't even supposed to take place. South American soccer authorities had canceled the 24-game tournament because they were worried about safety conditions in Colombia, the host country. Last-minute lobbying won the tournament back for Colombia, but the country faces the daunting task of proving it's not as dangerous as some people believe. NPR's Martin Casti reports from Bogota.
Copa America! Copa de la Paz!
Para mañana está previsto el arribo de Costa Rica.
Colombian broadcasters are thrilled with what they call the Copa America miracle, the decision last Wednesday by the South American Soccer Federation to go ahead with the tournament as scheduled, despite serious security fears. Colombians have dubbed this the Peace Cup, and it's evident that many people here see this as more than just another sports event.
Gracias por su solidaridad con Colombia.
Thank you for your solidarity, says this radio promo addressed to the visiting teams. Thank you because now we can show you Colombia's good people. There's something vaguely defensive about the attitude towards this tournament. Years of violent drug trafficking and armed insurgencies have made Colombians feel isolated from the world, and international sporting events are a rare conquest. Like many Colombians, this lottery ticket salesman named Cesar Castaño seems oblivious to the shotgun-carrying security guards and the bomb-sniffing dogs that patrol the nightclub district where he works. He says foreigners shouldn't be so afraid of coming to Colombia.
It's because of the violence, isn't it? But it shouldn't be just about that. We have a lot of riches here, a lot of cultural riches. What's happening here is that a few individuals are ruining it for everybody.
It may be a small minority causing the violence, but the damage is widespread. The war with the armed insurgencies has killed an estimated 40,000 people in the last decade, and that doesn't count the rate of non-political murders, which also breaks records. South American soccer authorities were especially shaken by a handful of car bombs that went off in major cities 2 months ago, followed by the kidnapping in June of a top Colombian soccer executive by leftist guerrillas. Wealthy Colombians live in constant fear of abduction, and it's not hard to imagine what's going through the minds of millionaire soccer players from Brazil and Argentina. Colombian officials have been working full-time to put those fears to rest. President Andrés Pastrana has even telephoned Buenos Aires to coax the hesitant Argentines into coming. He says he's confident the 20,000 police and soldiers patrolling the event can keep it safe. But security experts who don't work for the government are more worried about the possibility of an attack. If they want to do something, they can do it at any moment, says Alfredo Rangel, a professional analyst of the Colombian conflict. He says President Pastrana's apparent attempt to prove that Colombia is a normal country practically invites an attack by those who think otherwise.
Es muy fácil, es mucho más fácil probar que es un país anormal.
It's much easier to prove that this is not a normal country, Rangel says, especially for the many groups who have the economic and technical ability to pull something off. Most public figures here in Colombia have closed ranks around the Copa America, patriotically defending their country's ability to hold the event. The exception is Antanas Mockus, the mayor of Bogota. Mockus is a philosophy professor, and he takes the view that the near cancellation of the tournament was good for the country, a jolt to what he calls the banality of violence.
I think it was useful because it helped Colombian people to think that if you want to be part of the human species in sport or in football, you have also to have standards in other behaviors. Curiously, perhaps a country is more sensitive to that kind of punishment or warning than other kind of diplomatic or economical sanctions.
Only half-jokingly, Mockus says that Colombians' love of soccer may ultimately be the best guarantee of a safe tournament. He says if any of Colombia's guerrilla groups do attack the event, they'll lose their last remnants of popular support. Martin Casti, NPR News, Bogota.